This is a Phase 1 commutation hearing for Manuel Salazar, ABC number 210904. The board members present for this hearing are Dr. C.T. Wright, the board chairman, Dale Rittenhouse, Michael Johnson, Louis Perez, and my name is David Neal, and I'll be here with you. Mr. Salazar is 40 years old, and he is serving two concurrent 12-year terms for aggravated DUI, which began October 27, 2011. He's asking for a three-year reduction of the sentences. His current CSBD is November 22, 2021. And if this reduction is granted, his CSBD would be April 28, 2019, a short period away. Mr. Salazar is asking for this because he wants to return to his family, who have supported him the entire time he has been incarcerated, and because he feels he has learned his lesson and will not repeat his criminal behavior. This offense occurred on February 16, 2008, at 1:47 p.m. Tucson Police Department officers responded to a vehicle collision reported by a car's emergency system, which is similar to OnStar. It was unknown what the vehicle crashed into. Upon arrival, they found the car abandoned in the middle of the southbound lanes of Lincoln Boulevard, just south of Speedway Boulevard. Witnesses said the driver identified as the defendant exited the car, left the note beverage near a bush, urinated in that bush, then walked away. He was located on Speedway with blue keys in his front left pocket. He denied drinking and driving. His driver's license was suspended for a prior DUI. The defendant's belt was unbuckled and his pants were unfastened. He displayed mood swings, was combative, belligerent, and exhibited signs and symptoms of intoxication. The BAC was 0.258. They retrograded that back to about approximate time the car would have been abandoned, and it would have been a 0.271% at that time. He also had a warrant from Maricopa County and was arrested and transported to the Pima County Jail. So it's unclear, because Mr. Salazar was tried on August 26th of 2018 for this offense, the infant offense, but he wasn't sentenced until March of 2010, and I could not find in my packet as to why that occurred. But while he was awaiting sentencing, committed another aggravated DUI with a BAC of 0.267, and he received a 2.5-year sentence for that offense. On this offense, he was aggravated. His sentences were aggravated by prior felonies, in particular his prior aggravated DUI charges, plus between his trial and sentencing, he committed that other DUI. And the sentencing judge aggravated the sentences to 6 to 15 years range, 6 being the minimum, 15 the maximum. With Mr. Salazar's record, totality of offense, I do not see that the sentence was excessive. He could have received 30 years if he would have been maxed out completely and got consecutive sentencing. So, based on that information, I don't see this sentence as excessive, but I know there's a discussion from my fellow board members if there is any. No discussion. So in that case, I am going to move to not move Mr. Manuel Salazar, ABC number 210904, not move him forward to a commutation Phase 2 hearing.
Second.
Agree.
Myself, second by Mr. Canoyos, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Rittenhouse.
So supposed to be at.
Thank you for your attention.
I just want to make sure that he was at his meeting last.